Imagine a yoga community where everyone feels welcome, encouraged, and supported in their practice. That's the kind of community I want to be a part of. In this video, we'll explore the complexities of creating an uplifting yoga community, highlighting the importance of avoiding competitive energy and creating a welcoming environment. Say hi, or at least smile to people when they walk by or when they put their mat down next to you. I had a student just this week tell me she practices online, and this was her first time coming into a public space because she felt intimidated. Like, everybody has their space, everybody has their outfit, they're very rigid. We can do better than this. Greet people, make them feel welcome. If you're going to get yourself a block, grab one for the person next to you. Even if they don't use it, it doesn't matter. That's not the point. To be welcoming and inviting. This is really the spirit of yoga and creating healthy communities. Help others feel like they belong, especially beginners. Be the reason that someone comes back to class, not the reason that they don't. Another student just this week told me they went to a new class for the first time and nobody smiled at them, nobody said hi, and they got a bad vibe from that and didn't want to go back. We can do better than this. We love yoga, we're happy to be there, we're grateful for these bodies. Share that love, express that radiance and that love through your face, through your expression, through your greetings. When someone walks in the room and they've got all their stuff with them and they're mad and they're looking for a spot, say, hey, you can come here and move your mat over. Honor your body and avoid pushing into poses out of ego or competition. Engage mindfully in the practice. Do your best to arrive on time and lay your mat down with care. It's your altar space for the next hour, so place it down in that way. Stay present and respect the quiet, sacred nature of the practice. Refrain from using devices in the practice space. It's distracting and takes away from the collective focus in the room. It's totally understandable if there's something you need to do on your device, but do it in the lobby outside of the practice space, not while you're sitting on your mat. If you know you're a student that frequently comes into postures that the teacher is not currently teaching and the room is not currently practicing, kindly place your mat in a discrete area of the room so you can continue practicing in a way that your body needs without distracting or disturbing the people around you. If you're a teacher, emphasize progress over perfection. Encourage your students to focus on their own journey rather than comparing themselves to other people in the room. Say these things out loud. Don't assume that people know them. Celebrate consistency in practice, not just poses. This is something I frequently address with students. The key is being consistent. A little bit every day is much better than a 2-hour practice once a week. If you're teaching an all levels class, make sure that it really is all levels for all different body types, all different experience levels, and different age groups. Encourage the use of props. They help us build stability in postures. Foster non-competitive energy. Encourage students to move at their own pace, to listen to their body. Normalize rest, child's pose, coming back to a steady breath. Create rituals of connection in your classes, the beginning, the end, giving time for a moment of gratitude, an om, or just some breaths in stillness and silence. And very important as teachers, model humility, lifelong learning, and a commitment to a dedicated, sincere practice. Share your own experience with vulnerability and honesty and continued growth. Show openness to feedback and to various traditions throughout yoga. Remember, not everybody comes to class for spiritual reasons. Not everybody comes for fitness reasons. Not everybody comes for peace. There are many different reasons people come, and the more welcoming, opening, and inviting our classes are, the more people that can benefit from this powerful practice. Avoid judgment, commentary, or gossip on other students' practices or other teachers. And a few things that apply to everyone: practice ahimsa, non-harming in our thoughts, in our speech, and in our actions. Appreciate the shared space and the gift of practice. Thank teachers, students, and yourself for showing up. By prioritizing compassion, friendliness, openness, we can create yoga spaces where all people feel welcome, encouraged, and supported in their practice. Ultimately, yoga is about union, not competitiveness or performance, and our communities should reflect that. Let me know how you create a welcoming environment in your space and encourage the people around you to keep practicing.